An increasing number of Cambodian women are finding their way into sham Chinese marriages. Many are becoming victims of human trafficking for the purpose of forced labor or sex. Chu Bong Ung is Cambodia's Secretary of State for the Ministry of Interior. She also heads the National Authority Against Human Trafficking. She says restrictive visas will help lower the number of trafficked women. She says the government sent a letter to the Chinese embassy in Phnom Penh. The letter reportedly says many Cambodian women are suffering after being tricked into sham marriages. A spokesman for Cambodia's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says the government has asked for China's cooperation. Spokesman Khoi Kung says the appeal also went to Chinese embassies in Laos, Vietnam, and Thailand, where Cambodian women may request for visas. He says China has started to have stronger restrictions on visas because the problem keeps getting bigger. But a Chinese embassy spokesman, Chen Hongbo, says he cannot say if China is prepared to restrict visas. He says only that China is ready to work closely with Cambodia on the issue.
In between the two countries, I think that we should put more emphasis on that to cooperate more closely to deal with this issue.
The rights group Ad Hoc says it received 108 reports of cross-border trafficking during the first 6 months of the year. Nearly 300 people reportedly were involved. 29 of them had gone to China. Lim Mani of Ad Hoc says trafficked women who escaped from China have reported sexual abuse, overwork, and starvation. She says some of the victims took drugs in an effort to take their life, while others went into hiding. Some have been kept as slaves. She adds that traffickers working to set up fake marriages have a deep organization inside Cambodia and China. One victim was Chan Rundal, which is not her real name. She told VOA that her family was persuaded by a middleman to send her to be married to a man in China. In exchange, her family would receive money every month. Instead, she says, she was taken by a human trafficker and raped. She says she was then given to a Chinese man who let her live with him in rural China. Chan Rumdal says she thought she would only have one husband, but was forced to change from one Chinese man to another. She escaped to call her mother, who turned to Ad Hoc for help. She finally returned home and reported the trafficker to the group. The trafficker has yet to be caught. Chen Bo Ung says her office will take action on any complaints that reach her office. But Ad Hoc says many victims have reported complaints and government officials have refused to take action. I'm Marcia James.